With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump remains unable to defend himself in the face of allegations raised against him at his New York trial. Judge Juan Merchan refused to loosen a gag order on Mr. Trump while also rejecting another defense request for a mistrial. The trial is keeping the former president from campaigning while Joe Biden is collecting more campaign cash out on the West Coast. This week's attempt to unseat the Speaker of the House of Representatives by Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene failed by a lopsided 359-43 vote. Speaker Mike Johnson says, in his words, the grown-ups are still in charge in the House.
You know, chaos and division don't do a single thing to help in our mission. I mean, it hurts our cause. It diminishes our chances to, you know, keep, of course, and grow the House majority for the Republican Party. We can't show dysfunction. And I think Marjorie knew the outcome all along, but she did it anyway.
Speaker Johnson's views on a wide range of issues can be heard tomorrow on the Salem News program this week on the Hill. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration takes the wraps off a new rule aimed at speeding up asylum processing at the southern border.
The asylum rule change would allow the U.S. to quickly reject a limited group of people believed to have committed serious crimes or who have terrorist links. It would shift the decision-making from a judge to asylum officers. The new rule comes as the Biden administration has been struggling to demonstrate to voters that it has a handle on immigration. Republicans have consistently slammed the administration over policies that they say have worsened problems at the southern border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Consumer sentiment, as measured by the University of Michigan, has tumbled to the lowest level in 6 months. Americans concerned about high inflation and interest rates and fear that unemployment will rise. Wall Street, the Dow up 129 points. The Nasdaq is down 16 points. This is SRN News. Teachers in one big city have some unusual demands.
Unions generally seek higher wages for their members, and the Chicago Teachers Union is negotiating for a pay hike. But according to leaked documents, the CTU also wants the city to pay for its members' abortions, establish gender-neutral bathrooms in every school, and spend millions of dollars to provide services to thousands of illegal immigrant children. The Illinois Policy Institute, a conservative think tank, revealed the CTU documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bipartisan group of North Carolina lawmakers has approved a bill codifying a new definition of anti-Semitism into law. A nearly unanimous House of Delegates voting in favor of the Shalom Act, which adopts the definition provided by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. Republican House Speaker Tim Moore says the legislation could guide educators and help law enforcement agencies determine whether to charge someone with a hate crime. The North Carolina Senate will take up the bill next. This is SRN News. Cost of borrowing for a home is down a slight bit.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to about 7.1%. That's the lowest it's been since early April. It's still only down slightly from about 7.2% last week. The pullback follows a five-week string of increases. Higher rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs on a home loan. So the recent overall upward shift in mortgage rates is an unwelcome trend for home buyers in what's typically the housing market's busiest time of the year. I'm Alex Vega.
Hawaii health officials say testing on West Maui residents shows no evidence of widespread lead exposure from last summer's wildfires. Blood samples were taken from more than 500 people to screen for the toxic metal after the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century ripped through the town of Lahaina, killing 101 people. The health director says it's reassuring to know that people in the community not showing elevated blood lead levels. SRNnews.com.